Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue, it's the Jeff Wagner Show. Now, here's WTMJ's Jeff Wagner.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome back to the program. All right, let us be honest. That was a crummy weather forecast. It just was. Rain on Saturdays and stuff. And I understand this is the point in time where it's now April, and some of us who were deceived a couple weeks ago with the idea of spring coming when we had a couple of those 80-degree days, now we're like, oh, for goodness sakes, let's get it warm and things like that. But here's one thing I can guarantee. 99 days from now, the Wisconsin State Fair kicks off. It's August. I can't guarantee it's not going to rain one or two of those days, but I can guarantee you the weather is going to be wonderful. And to talk about the Wisconsin State Fair, we're joined by Jennifer Puente, Chief Marketing Officer with the State Fair, and Jeff McCarthy, who is the VP and Marketing Director at Bank 5-9. Good afternoon to both of you.
Hello.
Got to turn on their microphones there, Charlie. Okay, let's try it again. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
To both of you.
There
you go. Okay. Okay.
Lunch right. Coma.
There you go. All right. It works really well. Okay. Now, Bank 5-9, Jeff, is the sponsor this year, every day, of not only our WTMJ broadcast, thank you very much, sir, but also the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater, which is that location that's just, it's actually just right down the road from, you know, where our studios are. It's a free stage. And you guys are sponsoring that every day of the State Fair.
We are. It's the largest free stage at the State Fair. And that's really important to us to sponsor that, because it's a wide variety of entertainment that the entire family can enjoy. It doesn't cost you anything other than your admission ticket to come and enjoy it. And the State Fair is just all about fun and food and family right here in Wisconsin. And we couldn't be more proud to be part of it.
Well, it's also, Jennifer, it's one of my very favorite stages, not just because it's free, but I mean, the entertainment. I'm a huge fan of Kids from Wisconsin, as is my wife. You know, we make a special point to see them. But it's so interesting because Here Come the Mummies
yes,
is going to be on there.
Yes, they're back this year, too.
They are back. And if you haven't seen Here Come the Mummies, you really should. It's quite an entertaining show.
So for those that don't understand what Here Come the Mummies are, they're playing the first Friday and Saturday of the State Fair, so the 4th and 5th. The mummies, Here Come the Mummies, we affectionately call them the mummies. They actually dress up like mummies. They're musicians that are part of other bands, and they bring this great funk vibe to the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater. And it is so much fun to just listen and dance and watch these mummies perform and dance and sing to an amazing crowd. So yeah, it's something you cannot miss. And if you've never seen them before, you really got to come see them.
One of the regular performers that plays this year at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater is the guy from Hermits Hermits, Peter Noon.
That is right. So we affectionately call them the Noonatics. They call themselves the Noonatics. So they'll camp out all day long. And Peter Noon will be with us 2 days as well, Monday and Tuesday of the fair. And again, as Jeff had mentioned, these shows are free with your fair admission, which is just $13 right now through Sunday at WIStateFair.com. So if you want to get your fair tickets and you haven't gotten them yet, now is the time to do it. The ticket prices do go up the closer we get to the fair. So this is the lowest price ticket you're going to find. So we're really proud to bring back Peter Noon. He has really become a staple, and everyone loves when he busts out Henry VIII. I know that's my favorite part when he sings, and the whole amphitheater just lights up with everyone singing.
It is. Now, one of the other acts that are performing at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater, and it's the Holy Rock and Rollers. And I was down. I have a second place, a condo in Bonita Springs, and I was at a concert, this outdoor concert, and they were performing, and it really good. It's like Elvis stuff and things like that. And it's a husband and wife, really interesting story. He was doing prison ministry in South Dakota, and her father, I think, you know, worked for the prison system, whatever. And they met, and they have this love of music, and they go on the road, and they play again. You know, it's Elvis stuff. It was a great show, and I went up to the guy afterwards when I heard he was, you know, when I heard they were from Minnesota. He said, "Well, we're playing at the Wisconsin State Fair," and I said, "Well, you got to come on the air because they'll be there 4:30 and 5:45 the first three nights of the fair, the Holy Rock and Rollers." They were great.
Absolutely. Like, we always really try to have something for everyone, and it's with Bank Five Night support that we're able to have such a great lineup. And you had mentioned the kids from Wisconsin.
Yep.
We're actually able to have them all 11 days of the fair this year for the first time. Usually they're outperforming at other places that last Sunday of the fair, but able to have them now all 11 days. So if that's something that is on your bucket list when you come to Wisconsin State Fair, all 11 days you can see the kids from Wisconsin.
Jeff, let's talk a little bit about Bank Five Nine and the decision to get involved with great events like the Wisconsin State Fair. How many branches do you have in Wisconsin?
Bank 59 has 14 branches. We were founded in Oconomowoc in 1859. So we've been here serving the residents and businesses of Wisconsin for over 160 years. And the State Fair really has a very similar philosophy as we do of giving back to the community, of supporting our residents, supporting our businesses. You know, you walk around the State Fair and it's obviously very Wisconsin-centric, as it should be. And we're just excited to be part of it. There's not a lot of organizations, I think, that can really thank and show off Wisconsin as well as the fair does. And it's just a perfect fit for us.
That's absolutely outstanding. You know, as we were talking about off the air, as it turns out, there's a Bank 59 branch that literally, I live, there's a little pond behind where I live, like a wetlands, and then there's the bank. And
we're
so
right there.
I can go out on my porch and I can wave at your branch manager and stuff like that.
I'll try and get one of those pneumatic tubes right to your condo. You can just make deposits right from there.
See, that's what I like. Okay, so what are some of the other things, Jennifer, that we got coming up at the Wisconsin State Fair? I was looking at, again, the State Fair, the main stage acts, looks interesting. Alabama is going to be back. Jeff Dunham is going to be playing there. Tommy James and the Shondells, plus Trace Atkins is going to be there, REO Speedwagon. You've got quite a lineup.
Correct. And those are on our main stage. And those tickets are available now at wistatefair.com. Those are a separate ticket above and beyond your price of admission. We have two more shows that we still have to announce, so stay tuned for that information. But, you know, there's always something coming out with the fair. We have our Cream Puff 5K coming up in July that supports our Wisconsin State Fair Park Foundation. That is a great event as well that we love to support. It's the first time you can get your cream puff all year long. So if you're a cream puff lover, you can go to creampuff5k.com to get signed up for that.
You just have to run 5K before you can get to it.
Well, there's a 1K walking option as well. So if you're not a runner or if you just love seeing the State Fair and the State Fair come together, and maybe if a running's not on your agenda, you can still get a cream puff. We won't judge you at all. It's just a great way to come out and participate, and then you can enjoy a concert at Wednesday Night Live after.
You know, some of the things that I love about the State Fair also is there's so many different places and so many different venues for music. And what I find myself doing after we get done with the broadcast, I'll kind of wander around and I'll go find a place to have a beer or a hot dog or whatever I'm going to eat. And I'll wander around and you just find all these different places because there's all these different venues that have, you know, everything from, you know, a guy or a gal with a guitar to, you know, small bands or whatever. And you just never know what's going to be there. And you go, hey, this is pretty good. You know, I'm going to listen to them play old Fleetwood Mac songs or whatever
right.
It is.
There's so many different personalities that our vendors really put into their places or their locations at State Fair, and we're really proud of that. They've really put their heart and soul into that. Whether you want to hear a Caribbean band or, like you said, some cover bands done, or bluegrass or polka or country, you know, we really do have something for everyone at Wisconsin State Fair. And I think that's what makes us so special. And what makes us such a favorite of our community is that we are who we are, and we're really proud of that. And our commitment to agriculture and families and our community is really important, and it's a great way for us to showcase agriculture to those who maybe aren't familiar, especially those that are, you know, living in the city of Milwaukee or spend more time in the city than they do in the country, that they can come see the animals and learn that chocolate milk does not actually come from a brown cow. It is chocolate added to white milk. And, you know, it's our responsibility to celebrate agriculture in that way. And it's, you know, because of our great partnerships and our great event that we're able to do those things.
Years ago, my niece, who is now finishing up her junior year in law school, when she was a little girl, we took her to the State Fair and she went into the bunny barn and she wanted, I mean, I mean, there was like hundreds and hundreds of bunny cages. She wanted to stop at each one and just like stand there and stare at the bunnies. Now, they were all cool, but after a while, you know, it's like one rabbit looks like another rabbit. It's kind of like, okay, you know, time to head for the giant slide or whatever. But that's the thing. There's something for everybody at the State Fair.
You're right. You're right. And, you know, here when we're in this 100-day countdown, we're waiting for the weather to get nice. You know, we're so excited to be able to make these great announcements on music and great partners like Jeff.
Okay. So once again, for people who want to get tickets, $13 if you buy it before
Sunday at wistatefair.com.
Okay. And also people should be on the lookout because there's also, as time goes on, there's also going to be other opportunities to get into the fair for reduced prices or things like that with bringing different food items or things like that, right?
Correct. Starting May 1st, we'll start announcing some of our partner promotions. We have lots of other things up our sleeves, deals, announcements, things like that, that we'll be announcing throughout the summer. And then, of course, as we get into June, our new foods and our Sporkies that everybody loves to talk about. But there's lots of exciting things as we begin this 100-day countdown. And we're so excited to kick this off with a great partner like Bank 5-9 and really start unveiling this amphitheater lineup. And but, yeah, we've got a lot of things that we'll be talking about from here on out to the State Fair. And these 100 days are going to go quick. And the opening day of the State Fair on August 3rd will be here before you know it.
Okay. Jennifer Puente, who is the Chief Marketing Officer for the Wisconsin State Fair, and Jeff McCarthy, VP and Marketing Director at Big Bank 5-9. Thanks for doing this, because this stuff doesn't happen unless you have great corporate citizens like Bank 5-9 that are willing to you know, step up and sponsor these events and underwrite some of the costs.
It's really our pleasure to do so. So thanks for having us today.
Absolutely. Now you be sure and stop by, because you are also, Bank 5-9 is also going to be sponsoring our broadcast every day from the State Fair.
Every day, yeah. We're doubling down on the fair this year. So we've got the amphitheater, of course, but working with you guys as well. And can't wait to be part of the broadcasts while you're there. It's, as you know, the energy can't be beat at State Fair. And I know we're looking for more and more ways to get involved. So we're happy to work with both of you guys.
Okay, well, I'm sure Jennifer's got some ideas as to ways to get involved. I have that. All right, thanks to both of you coming in. The Wisconsin State Fair, 99 days from now.